Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is Christmas Eve, everyone. Is your shopping done? Not. Yes, there are still moms, dads, uncles, and aunties in the stores right now. You may even be on your way to find a last-minute gift. While you're out, don't make the mistake of giving a bad gift, but it's hard to avoid receiving one. Tonight, we want to hear from you about the worst Christmas gift you've ever received. Joining us for a little holiday fun is comedian Eddie Bryant and Keonti Lomax, chief happiness curator and founder of the Happy Pop. I'm going to find out what that is.
That's right.
Yes, we are. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. But definitely give us a call. I want to hear from a lot of people tonight because it's Christmas Eve. We're trying to release a little tension tonight. Always, certainly, don't forget the true reason for the season, but we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight. Eddie, good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me back,
Herb. Absolutely. Keonti, it is so nice to have you here. First time on the program. Aren't you excited?
I'm ecstatic.
She is. No wine jokes about her
please,
name.
Please. Yeah, no wine jokes, please.
No.
Yeah. I got them all my life.
Yeah, I know. Silence of the Lambs and all that. Okay. So, ladies first. What is so special about Christmas for you, Keonti?
For me, it's really about family time because I'm from South Carolina. And so it's the time for me, even though I'm not there this year, but it's the time for me to really spread love and just spend quality time with my family. We like to joke. We like to make people mad. We like to watch TV.
That's why you're not there.
Right, exactly.
They don't want you to make
but
them
But then
mad.
You know you were successful. Somebody gets mad, you know, when you're cracking jokes. And eating good Southern food, like, I love just food, family, and quality time.
Yeah, what about you, Ed?
Oh, man. I like seeing all my nieces and nephews open up all of their gifts and stuff like that I didn't have to buy. And, you know, I just held the door to the chimney and helped my brother,
Santa.
That's right. Santa. Yeah.
Santa Williams.
Help him drop it off and, you know, putting together bikes and stuff like that. And,
absolutely.
You know, that's the fun stuff, you mm-hmm. know. So, and seeing grandma and getting some of her cakes and cookies and,
yes.
you know, so that's what it's about.
You know, yeah. And I think for me, having the day off.
Oh, well, that's the number one.
That's the workaholic
reason,
right
yeah.
there.
Right.
I love
you
it.
Know, because seeing that usually in the news business, when you turn on your radio, you turn on your TV, it comes on.
Mm-hmm.
There is somebody sitting there or
yes,
there is somebody
yes.
talking to you through your car radio. Mm-hmm. We're always at work.
Yeah.
And so to have literally to have the day off
mm-hmm.
wow. is just really, really great. And that way I can choose whether or not I'm going to spend time mm-hmm. With, you know, which family members I'm going to spend time with and have an opportunity to cut up, you know, every intention of going and really engaging and, you know, spreading love with family members. And after I'm there for an hour and getting something to eat, there's the itis and I'm out.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah,
I'm
gone.
That's
good.
That's a great plan. That's a good, you got an hour.
That's a good strategy.
You must got a small family.
A strong hour of quality time.
Yeah. Well, Harold only got that's a small family.
Yeah,
you can't even get through the
No, you
the
really
kitchen.
Can't. And, yeah. and it's got to be, am I going to be in Baltimore? Am I going to be in D.C.?
Oh, yeah.
You know, am I going to be in Prince George's? You know, the whole nine. What am I going to do and where am I going to go? So, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about Christmas
yeah.
gifts.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, Christmas gifts and the worst Christmas gifts ever.
Oh,
give us a call. Renee calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm calling to let you know what I received on my first Christmas with my husband
mm-hmm.
in our new home. I received a safety device for my car.
Wow.
And that was the worst gift I've ever received.
He was worried about your safety, Ms.
Renee.
It sounds
like he was trying to protect you.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. What kind of safety device was it, Renee?
A bar? I forget what you call it. I think it was called a bar or something to prevent your car.
Oh, the steering wheel lock thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, that's what. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it went.
Right. Oh, you like automatic, like safety alarm.
No,
it was the stick. They still make.
Oh. I didn't know they still made those.
But hold on now. So you said
a long time ago.
So here's my question. You said you all had just moved into your new home.
Yes.
And so you moved into a neighborhood where you may have had some challenges.
Maryland. Very nice neighborhood.
Okay.
Very nice. Oh, well then, I think that your husband was thinking that the home was the Christmas gift.
Oh, that was a clear statement.
Okay, I'm not doing the ex-husband. Sorry about that. We didn't get that.
I didn't get that. Well, you know, but, well, gosh, he wanted to protect the car.
Yeah.
Right?
He just bought the house.
Had you had any issues with stolen vehicles?
Pardon me?
Had you had any issues with stolen vehicles?
No whatsoever.
Wow.
What would you have rather received instead of the security stick?
Yeah. Something from Tiffany's or something for myself other than a safety device for my car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I think the house was the gift.
Yeah, that. So do you have a new husband?
Not yet.
Not you, but who knows? Who knows what could be lurking under your tree tomorrow?
All right.
How about that?
And I guess lurking wasn't the right.
Yeah,
just kind of wrapped up. Renee, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What is the worst Christmas gift you've ever received? Gosh, a safety stick. Gosh, poor Renee. Essence. Aww. Calling from D.C. What's on your mind? Essence?
Hello. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
How y'all doing?
Great. So,
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
What was your worst gift?
The worst gift I ever received was when I was like 15 years old and my stepmother, like my father, you know, he always made sure he like sees my gifts that she gets from, you know, that she buys me, whatever. So I went upstairs in the room. He's like, what'd she get you? I said, this calendar right here. I don't know what that's about. So he was like, a calendar. So he asked her, what the hell was that? Like, why would you get her a calendar? She said, so she can keep up with them damn days she skipped me school.
Ooh.
That is shady.
Oh your mama taught you a good lesson right there. That's a good one.
How old were you?
I was like 15.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay, because I was thinking.
The only thing she got me that Christmas.
How long ago was this?
Well, I'm 37 now.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was thinking maybe, you know, initially I thought it was like one of those Obama calendars.
Yeah, was it a special calendar?
Yeah, you know everybody likes those.
Maybe a family calendar.
Not for Christmas. You can give me a calendar.
Because she used to work at the hospital, so it was like something that she just had around from the job.
So she just took it off her
wall. Had all those words on it that I couldn't pronounce and stuff.
Oh, no.
That's really bad.
That is unfortunate.
So what are you expecting tomorrow? What is the gift that you don't want to see tomorrow? Other than a calendar.
That damn calendar. I know.
You should give your mom a calendar.
Oh, no.
Like I said, she was my stepmom. You know, they're not together anymore.
Okay.
I don't want to see. You know, I don't know. I don't expect anything. I'm too grown to expect anything under the tree. It's for the kids, man, for me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope your kids have all a good holiday fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and please don't get them any calendars.
That's right. She may say, here, download this calendar app.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's different now.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really much
Essence,
social.
Essence, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What is the worst gift you've ever received? Mm-hmm. What are you expecting tomorrow? Or rather, what is it that you don't want to get? on tomorrow. Keyonti, what is your worst gift that you've ever received?
I feel bad for saying this, but I know my grandmother in South Carolina, so she can't hear it. So,
well, we are on Sirius XM as well, so she may have satellites, you know, which is another reason why she's not going home.
Right. You know, it's funny. My grandmother, she's a lot older, and she would always find something from around her house to give me.
Mm-hmm.
So one year she was like, oh, I didn't have time to go to the store, but I got you something. I got you a gift. And it was two porcelain doves from her table stand. And she put it in a bag and wrapped it up.
Wait a minute. Two
porcelain doves from her table.
Two turtle doves.
And a pond. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, I thought you would like it. I didn't have time to go to the store. But, you know, you can't say, like, I don't like it, because she's older. She's your grandmother. So I was just like, oh, thank you. It is the thought that counts. Thank you, Grandma. So
do you still have them?
I don't, because I might have donated them.
Oh, now see here. And they were porcelain, right?
I don't know if they were real porcelain. They look like, you know, the kind you might have picked up from the Dollar Tree or something like that.
Oh, okay. Because, see, here's the thing. See, she doesn't have them.
I don't.
Because if she had them, I would have told her, go take them home, turn them upside down, and if there's, like, you know, some Chinese or Japanese writing underneath, then you need to take them to someone who could price them, and then you won't have to work, because they're probably...
Oh, no.
See, her don't know about
not, not at Grandma and Georgia house.
None of that.
None of that. We don't have heirlooms in the family.
Well, you might. You might. And see, you got it. Look, I'm giving Grandma the benefit of the doubt, because, you know, my grandmother had some stuff now.
Yeah, she just never wanted me to leave her house empty-handed. You know, that was the whole point. Just give you something.
Oh, man. And your worst gift?
Well, my worst gift was the year that me and my brother opened up a pack of matching Long Johns. Mm. I got the bottoms. He got the top.
Well, y'all the same size.
No, we're not. I'm 4 years older than he is, so... You know what I'm saying?
Aww, Grandma, just hilarious.
Yeah, man. So aww, that's the worst gift, you know, that I've received.
Were they garanimals?
No, it
was just animals.
You know, the ones with the you know, baby animals on top. Garanimals. No, that's the one with the little flapping. No.
Oh, no.
No, this was I think it was a He-Man. The He-Man set,
mm-hmm,
you know, because we loved He-Man.
I'm a
We had the He-Man sheets, and we had the He-Man curtains, and all of that. But the Long Johns, I had to split my baby brother. It was just not the move.
But why not?
They didn't have no money for two sets. You're going to get the top. You're going to get the bottom. We're going to split that up. Boom. My grandma had, it's 38 grandkids. It's 36 great-grandkids.
How many great-grandkids?
36.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like 14 great-great-grandkids.
I'm surprised you got something at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to split. They just get the thing and then split it up.
You know what you call that? Resourceful.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Man, I tell you, that's... That's exactly not bad. Ooh.
So splitting long jobs.
Especially those bottoms. Wow.
Yes.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Of course, this is Christmas Eve, and we're having a little fun. We're talking about the worst Christmas gift that you've ever received and what you hope you won't receive on tomorrow. I'm here with Keyonti Lomax. She is founder of the Happy Pop-Up. She is the chief happiness curator. I'm really interested
what
in
is,
yeah, I don't even know what that's just
so well, look, I smiles over here.
Yeah, we're gonna find out about that. And also, of course, we have comedian Eddie Bryant. And listen, I said this just a couple of weeks ago. A lot of people have heard this, and I got to keep sharing it because it's just hilarious. One of the worst gifts that I've ever received was a friend of a friend gave me a 12-inch high snow globe with a rotating globe, and inside the globe was a guy on a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Oh.
And when you put the music on, and I don't even know what the music was, you know, he turned around and around and around, and I didn't even know these folks that well. This had to be a re-gift. And I was just truly amazed.
Oh my goodness.
it was huge.
It was a Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidson.
Do you collect anything?
I do not.
Do you ride a Harley?
I do not.
I'm trying to find the connection.
Maybe they wanted at a liquor store or something.
It could be. Stay with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Give us a call. I want to hear from you. Of course, we're going to be taking your phone calls even after 7:30 on SiriusXM. What is the worst? Gosh, you don't have to use your real name. What is the worst Christmas gift you've ever seen or that you've ever received? And certainly, what is it that you don't want to see tomorrow? Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Oh, guess what? We're on Facebook Live. So find us on WHUR963 on Facebook. Comment. We'll talk about your comments next.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about the worst Christmas gift you've ever received. My guests for a little holiday fun are comedian Eddie Bryan. Eddie, comedians aren't supposed to laugh. They're supposed to make people laugh.
Man, just over here. You're killing me, Eddie, man. I wasn't ready for the Harold Fisher turn up. A lot of Yuletide going on.
Yes,
again.
Indeed.
So much joy.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And we have Keonti Lomax, Chief Happiness Curator for the Happy Pop-Up. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, what is the Happy Pop-Up, and what is a Chief Happiness Curator?
So you know how you have like a CEO of a company, right? Mm-hmm. So I believe that my purpose is to help people to, one, tap into their own internal happiness, because we all have our own versions of it. And two, is to help give people the tools to do that. And so the Happy Pop-Up is a 3-hour event that I created originally for the millennial community, because everybody in this area is stressed out and overwhelmed. And they feel like you have to wait on something to be happy or to find joy. And my whole point is to say, you know what? You have the tools right inside of you. By the way, let me share some to you in a really fun interactive experience. And you walk away feeling like, okay, now I know what I can do on a daily basis to bring more joy in my life, to de-stress and to stop acting crazy, pretty much. Just to like,
so this isn't yourself. Like a holiday happy.
No, it's all year round. It's finding your joy every single day of your life.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, we do it, and we have a live DJ. We meditate. We do a lot of mindfulness. We do yoga. We dance. We do some line dancing because, you know, our people like to dance.
Yeah, there's that.
There's joy in dancing. Mm-hmm. And just different things you can do every single day. Journaling, talking to people, making meaningful connections, because I feel like people don't like to connect anymore.
But see, with the pop-ups, they just pop up.
Yeah.
So how do you know where the pop-ups are popping up?
Well, we picked different locations. So this year we went on a road tour. My last location was in Charlotte, North Carolina. I started here in D.C. Mm-hmm. So on social media, because everybody's on social media.
Right.
They follow the Happy Pop-Up. And so
even your grandmother.
Even. Yes. Sorry, Grandma Georgia. But even my grandmother. And, you know, our goal is to pop up on college campuses next year to help college students, you know, bring more joy back on campus.
Oh, that's the.
Yeah.
That's
my daughter, a junior here at Howard, she definitely needs some happiness to pop up, you know, when she's studying. I'm like, hey, sweetie, how are you? Hi, Dad.
I know. I know. Everybody's stressed out. And, you know, and even in this political climate, we need everybody needs a little bit more positivity in their day. So that's my whole point.
Wow. Right. I can think of something to bring some positivity.
What you got?
What you got?
Homeboy getting carried out of handcuffs, going to jail.
Oh, see, behave yourself. We are not talking politics
okay.
tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
But what we are talking about is your worst gift. Tyrone Chisholm Jr., who's following us on Facebook Live. And if you want to follow along, you can find us on WHUR 96.3. Tyrone says, I received a one-piece pajama set with the white bottoms and zipper in the front, especially when it was pink. I'm not sure. That doesn't even... I may be missing something here, but even if I'm missing something, it still doesn't sound right. I mean, I know real men wear pink, but
yeah,
but real men don't wear one piece pajamas.
Unless you're JJ Evans. JJ had the coldest one piece with the dynamite on the back.
Right.
Exactly. Dynamite.
Yeah, good times.
You're the only one that can rock that. Now, after that, no.
But he wore red. Yeah. This is pink.
Okay. Florida knew how to wash.
Yeah, well, there's that. So, okay, Eddie, so what was your worst?
I told me and my brother, we split up a pack of Long Johns.
Have you ever given a bad gift?
Oh.
I'm sure. You know, my nieces and nephews hate books for gifts.
Mm-hmm. Really?
They want video games. They want tablets. You're going to get a book. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't appreciate the book, your gifts get worse and worse. Because I want you to appreciate books as a kid, you know. So
I just gave a book this Christmas to my niece.
How old is your niece?
She's six.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, but she hasn't received it yet.
No, right? She'll get it. She'll get it on Thursday.
Okay, is she listening?
No.
Okay, so what?
Right.
You know, you got to ask. You mentioned the millennials, you know, so you've got... You know, the millennials, you got the X generation and and what is, so the 6 year olds, was that
2.0?
The 2.0 generation.
They call elemental P.
Elemental. Oh, I love that.
There's some alphabet letter.
But you know, at six, I mean, if you're at 6 years old, can you really not appreciate a gift?
Well,
Really?
They like games. All the kids now, all they do is play the games. They don't want a physical paper book.
Yeah.
They want an app.
So why did you just get her a book? I mean, why couldn't you get her one of those walkie, you know, those whistling, talking, buzzing, flashing books?
I wanted her to read. I wanted her to feel the pages in her hands. You know, that's the kind of stuff I liked when I was a kid.
Mm. Oh, back in the Stone Age.
Yeah, I just think books are important, you know?
Yes, they are. Do stuff. That's what we should do. We should mess the kids up. Like, I'm going to start giving them stuff like kites.
Kites.
Kids wouldn't know what to do with a kite, right? If you laid a kite in front of a kid today, right, they would look at it. It'd take them at least 40
minutes.
They
barely know what to do with pencils.
Yeah.
They probably don't even write anymore.
Exactly. oh, boy, that's really bad. A kite.
Get a kite.
You know, some adults don't even know what to do with a kite. Me included. So, What's the best gift that you want, Keonti?
The best gift that I want. So I'm you know, I have like the love languages. I know I'm the frou-frou person here, right? So my love language isn't gifts, it's experience. It's like the experiences and, you know, the thoughtfulness. And so for me it would be like a vacation somewhere. Mm-hmm. Not on a cruise though.
Yeah, that's another conversation. Okay, so you hear that?
I heard that.
You know, don't get me a book or a little piece of jewelry.
Oh,
I want an experience. Yes, perhaps something that will require a second mortgage.
Oh no!
You know, something that will require a bank loan or something.
No, there's some great experiences
like
out there.
Experience.
I got 3 days, one night on the Spirit of Anacostia. I mean, it's just
What is the Spirit of Anacostia?
You know what the Spirit of Anacostia is. Harold, you go down to the Anacostia River and your boat gets stuck in the water.
Oh,
and
no.
You're there for 3 days, one night.
I cannot.
At least you gotta have rare essence.
Yeah.
That's it. Turn it right upside down.
Okay, so Miss Experience, Keonti. I mean, give me more specifics about this experience, because honestly, if someone, and you mentioned, you just said,
You know, there was a little subliminal hint, the love language bit. So obviously someone who's going to send you that has to be amorously affected by you.
Yeah, but we could enjoy it together. So it wouldn't be like them sending me somewhere. It's somewhere where we both can create memories. So for me, it's really about the opportunity to create memories with people that you care about and love.
Have you had one of those before?
Yes. Well, not like a Christmas gift.
Can you talk about it?
Like a vacation somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, whoever this person happens to be, you know, here's an experience.
Not per se like that, but we've gone on experiences together, you know, like vacations, but never for like a Christmas holiday. And by the way, my birthday is on Christmas.
Oh, happy birthday.
So it's really like, what's my birthday gift versus what's my Christmas gift?
That's amazing. I mean, you know, I would think that you could probably use like, you know, hot air ballooning or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. It doesn't have to be vacation. It could be like something like that.
Hot air balloon. Yeah, I mean that I think. Look,
a picnic. It doesn't have to be an extravagant gift that takes a mortgage. It could be a picnic, something thoughtful.
Yeah, okay.
And planned out.
Okay, so yeah, but you have to be you do have to be creative for that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and honestly, unless you are flush with cash, that's the kind of thing that you need to plan for on December 26th for the following Christmas if you're going to give something like that away. So, best gift that you've ever received?
Best gift I've ever received was, I got my books paid for the second semester, sophomore year. This elderly lady that lived a block from Morgan State. We would clean up her yard and take out her trash and stuff like that. You know, she lived in the neighborhood. We lived in the neighborhood. So, but, you know, come Christmas, she hands us all the envelope. Mm-hmm. And it was enough money to pay for the books.
So did she have hand you cash?
Or she handed us cash, but I used the money.
Oh, that's what
you
want.
Yeah,
well,
you got to use the money to pay for the books. It was like $500. I was like,
wow.
How did this old lady? And we tried to give it back to her. It was like six of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, no. She was like, no, you take. But I guess she's like, she does that. You know,
every year
to somebody.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I see that's really. I think that's really heartwarming because, you know what they say, college students are always poor.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have a similar story in college. So when I was in college, I used to work at the Cannon Street YMCA in Charleston. And this couple the wife that worked there, I used to walk everywhere. So she one day, her and her husband, I guess I got close with them from church and stuff like that. And she's before I went home, because I would always have to find a ride home from school, like 3 hours away. And she was like, I want you to walk with me to the back of the parking lot. And I was like, OK, so I walk with her to the back of the parking lot. I'm like, well, I got to go because I got to catch this ride back home from school because it's the holidays. And she reached in her purse and handed me a pair of car keys.
Wow.
And they got me a Ford Taurus. It was a 97 green Ford Taurus.
Who's this person?
This lady I used to work with at the YMCA.
Wow.
And she said, we see you walk everywhere. So I walked to work. I walked to campus. I walked to, you know, wherever I had to go. And she said, me and my husband felt like this was something we wanted to give you because we see you working hard to save for a car. And we know that, you know, you won't be able to buy a car with the little bit of money you make.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Mm-hmm. That is truly, you must have been one heck of a worker.
I was. I work hard. Yeah. And I used to babysit for them, too. You know, I used to babysit for them.
Okay.
I got really close with them.
She was in. Yeah, that never happened. Yeah. I don't know.
But that's how I got my first car. I never had a car. I didn't think I would have a car until after I graduated from college. But I call it the Green Bandit. So the Green Bandit.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was with me
for a long time.
So the best gift you've ever given?
The best gift I've ever given. You know what? My mom was a single parent, And the best gift I ever given was I was able to fly her up here for Morgan State Homecoming because she went to Morgan State Homecoming.
Hey,
yes,
Morgan.
And so I gave her tickets to fly up here for homecoming and then bought for, you know, pay for the whole trip to hang out up here with her old college buddies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow, that best one you've ever given?
Best gift I've ever given. One year in comedy, I did pretty good, and I was able to get everybody something. So Dad needed a coat, and Mom needed something, and so I was able to get everybody something. Mm-hmm. Now, since then...
I wish we could see his face.
You're still waiting.
Is that all right? Yeah, I'm not doing... No. You know, I try to do something nice for different people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this year, Grandma, she's 98. I wanted to get her a new TV. Got her a new TV. Got her a new carpet.
Oh, that's so special.
Just different stuff like that. And because she still had that big back wood TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah. But she got new cable hooked up to this big back TV. I was like, Grandma, you need a new TV to go with your new cable. How you got on demand? But this right here, this is like, I don't know who this. Fred Flintstone watched this TV. So she was like, I like my TV. She had this TV on top of another TV.
Oh, but see, that's how we used to do it, right?
See?
Yeah.
But she never wanted to get rid of it. So I had to get rid of it. And it took some fighting and scratching, but I got it out of there. Now she got a new TV.
That's right. And that one is probably 50 years old. And the one you bought needs to be replaced in 3 years. There you go.
Okay, Earl.
I'm just saying, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about one of the best Christmas gifts I've ever seen given. I didn't give it.
You didn't give it?
I didn't give it. But I'll tell you when we come back. I'll tell you when
All right.
It was a beautiful thing. I wish I could do that. And, you know, I guess if I do well and do comedy, then maybe I could. But
you can do some.
We're going to be back at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The best gift or worst gift, I should say. Worst gift you've ever received. Ugh. And what are you hoping for tomorrow? I just want some peace and quiet. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are talking about the worst Christmas gift you've ever received. My guests for a little holiday fun are comedian Eddie Bryant and Keonti Lomax, chief happiness curator and founder of The Happy Pop-Up. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I know folks are probably listening and trying to figure out, what am I going to get for that auntie that I haven't seen in years and all of a sudden has decided to come up this year. And she's coming in tonight. She's going to be there tomorrow. Mm. So, you know, you got to do it. I've given a lot of gifts, but... And I can't really pinpoint... Like, you know, I've given like a fur coat and stuff like that.
Why you say our regular?
Ball so hard.
Giving our fur coat.
He act like it was, you know.
That's a big deal. Yeah, that was. But no, that.
That's a real good year.
Let us say that was another life.
Okay.
But there's that. But the best gift that I've ever seen anyone give was the gift that my father gave to his parents. Because, and it was not only a Christmas present, but it was also a wedding anniversary. So, and both of his parents are now deceased, unfortunately, but my grandparents. But my grandfather was in the Army during World War II, and he was in the European theater.
Wow.
And when Paris was liberated by the Allies, he was there. He went in after, you know, after the liberation. My father sent my grandparents to Paris.
Wow.
Wow.
And, that's amazing.
Yeah, this was back in the 80s or...
Which is a huge deal.
Yeah, yeah. And and it was just, it was absolutely, you know, wonderful. And my grandfather and my grandmother, both of them are from South Carolina. So you can imagine, broken French with a Southern accent? Parlez-vous, y'all.
Yeah.
Shout it on.
Merci. Merci.
Folks.
That's your southern accent.
As my mother will say, bonjour, manure. Come on, tie my shoe.
I think that was really, really touching.
And, you know, there are certain things that you don't realize are so important and so endearing. And I wish that I'd had an opportunity to talk to them more about that particular experience and what I meant. They obviously loved it, but I wish I'd had an opportunity to talk to them. Here's the other thing. And Eddie, are you finished shopping? That's my question.
Oh yeah, I'm done.
Did you overspend?
No.
No overspending. No, I stopped that a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. So because I'm still trying to understand why people just really still, after all of these years and all of these conversations, are constantly losing their mind. I mean, I've done a little bit of spending, but I've really been, you know, watching my pennies, so to speak. Yeah. And but so you said you stopped overspending. Mm-hmm. What changed your mind about that?
Because I realized I needed to save for my future. And if I was, you know, just overspending every single year, there wouldn't be anything in my piggy bank. Mm-hmm. So I decided that in order for me to prepare for life, I had to start being more responsible with the coins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
Well, I don't have any children. So I think that most of the people spend for the kids, right? So I can help out with my nieces and nephews. I got 11 nieces and nephews. So,
but you, your family, all just love children.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, my brothers and them don't play.
There's a 30 but here, 30 there, 11.
Yeah, right. Nieces and nephews.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, but my brother, I always talk to them about, you don't have to do Christmas every year. I'm like, man, you don't got no kids. You shut up.
Right.
You don't got no kids. I'm like, okay, yeah. I understand. Well, but I'm not going to spend and go for broke just for some holiday. If you need something, I'm there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Uncle Eddie, I'm in school. I need a book. I need this computer. I need this whatever. Done. But I'm not going to sit up there. You don't need $200 pair of tennis shoes for 6 months. You don't need it.
Yeah. And I think that's why, too, because I'm always available financially throughout the year. So why would I go for broke, you know, during the Christmas holiday when I'm helping all year round?
Mm-hmm. Keonti, my new friend, always available financially throughout the year.
For my nieces and nephews.
Ah, okay.
Auntie.
That's right. That's right. And I really understand it. My daughter's 20. Mm-hmm. And she's never, she's always wanted just a few things. Mm-hmm. But, and it's funny you talked about books because I think she was on the cusp of electronics versus books. And so when she was coming up, when she was 10 and 11, she loved those James Patterson mysteries, but she wanted them on ebook. And so, although she would read, you know, paperback or hardback book or what have you, but she did want them on ebook. But now, as a college student, you know, she just wants to be cute.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Fashion Nova gift card.
Fashion Nova. Why does he know that?
Yeah.
Because we be looking at
actually, that's what it was.
Why does he know that?
Because it's a commercial everywhere. You know why I know that? Because Cardi B, she's on Fashion Nova.
She's an ambassador.
So I like her. I would like her for if she still broke up with
She's still single.
If you could put it in a good word for me for Christmas,
put her in a stocking,
please.
We'll put Cardi B in a stocking for you.
Oh no,
that would be great.
Absolutely. Murray. So what are you giving for your that special gift? What are you giving tomorrow?
What am I giving tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Well, I already
just between you, me, and
oh
Ed.
No,
yeah.
Well, for family, you know, I already sent off gifts, and a lot of what I gave were just necessities. So, like, I have nephews who are growing, like, wildfire every single year, so I just gave them I gave them, I guess, to them might be a bad gift, but for me it was like, you need socks and you shouldn't give socks and t-shirts and underclothes. And I sent them like a care package of things that they're going to need for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. So. Any special person that you...
Grandma, I just hooked her up with that stuff. You know, the TV, carpet.
That's it.
TV, carpet all the way through the apartment. And, you know, I had a cleaning lady come in there.
Hook all that up.
You know, yeah. She's straight.
Well, I will admit that I will not be giving away any mink coats.
You ain't got no mink coat money.
No mink coat money.
Not with those cufflinks. You got some mink coat money. Y'all should see these cufflinks.
Those are some nice cufflinks.
Yeah,
they're gorgeous.
Yes, but and honestly, as a matter of fact, I did quite a bit of buying for myself.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that happens.
They call that self care.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely.
Also, I shouldn't feel bad about this.
Oh, no, okay. Absolutely not.
No, not at all. I don't have a problem with it, although I am already, you know, gearing up for, just like you said, books for mini me as she, you know, continues her time here. But, all jokes aside, and I think it's just so important for people to take the time and give the gift of time, of peace, of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Keonti, the person whose mama you talked about 2 months ago, give him a call. You know, down in South Carolina, you know that girl that you didn't like when you were in high school.
Oh,
down there.
No, I reconcile.
Well, did you now?
I reconcile.
I'm holding on to my beef.
It's going to come out on stage.
It's coming out, yeah. I see you in the streets, y'all.
Keonti Lomax and Eddie Bryan, thank you for sharing with us tonight. And as I said, please do not forget the real reason for this season. Please be careful when you're on the road tomorrow, traveling back and forth to grandma's house, grandpa's house, wherever. Don't drink and drive.
Nope.
Definitely celebrate. And don't eat too much. You don't want the itis to hit.
Oh, no.
I ain't nothing like a good itis now.
There it is.
Get the sleeping.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, December 24th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. And Merry Christmas to all. And to all, a good night.